Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
We are ready to play.
Both together.
Yes. Yeah.
One can be the slasher and one can be the,
yes.
The victim.
Hey, Lovecasters. Welcome to Lovecast, a BO podcast in Thailand. We're your hosts, Alexa and Heather. And today on the show, we have two people we're very excited to chat with, both in New York with us.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see you guys.
Welcome to the show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting us here.
For those who might not know, could you guys just introduce yourselves to us?
Okay, please? Sure.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is New Year.
No.
Hi, everyone. Once again, my name is Bo. Nice to see you.
Hi, everyone. My name is New Year. Nice to meet you all.
Yay. Okay, so full disclosure, last night when we were researching for the interview, we spent a lot of time deep diving on your YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But we thought it'd be fun to start with some questions about the channel and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like running a couple YouTube channel together?
Okay.
Once again, please, sorry.
Escucha las palabras de las brujas.
It's quite fun chatting.
Really?
Yeah. because when we try to think about what we're gonna shoot, what we're gonna do, and we based on like what New Year like or what New Year don't like.
Yes.
Because some vlog, yeah, some vlog we thought that okay, this thing New Year gonna be like, but some vlog is gonna be like. Playing rock.
Yeah.
So if New Year don't like that one, I'm gonna do that one.
Yeah.
So it's quite fun and sometimes it's quite serious, you know, because of we do many vlogs. I think maybe more than 100, right?
Yeah. Because we are too many video and was on YouTube channel maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we are that, a lot of video.
Yeah. That's why I told you sometimes it's quite serious because of we don't know what we're gonna shoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But what kind of vlog that we wanna do, something like that. So maybe some fans will ask us like, when your new vlog is gonna come out.
Yes.
Because
I don't know.
I don't know also. We don't know also what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, I'm feeling, we are have fun because we are want to go to travel and make a new video. Something like that because, something. Top tier of
Apple. They enjoy traveling.
And I like to vlog about the eating.
Yes.
I went to the cafe. Yeah, and the plank video too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think many fans like the plank video.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the plank one.
Did you ever expect to gain such a large audience that would be interested in following your relationship?
As for, we didn't expect anything.
Yeah.
it's real. I mean, we didn't thought that everything that we do will gain so much attention like this.
Yes.
We start with a normal couple.
Yes, yeah. Normal couple.
Back like 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We start just social camp. Yeah, we start with the social camp first. And then our relationship quite popular from that day.
From
the social camp and then Instagram. And then to YouTube channel.
Yes.
So we didn't
step by step.
Yeah.
We didn't expect anything. We just want to show everything that we do or everything that we interest. Because sometimes we shoot a video and we don't know where this thing gonna be come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just we put to the social platform
mm-hmm.
and many fans follow.
Yeah. Because I think
like fans would love like them being themselves. Because they are like being themselves that's what makes fans want to keep like following them, like keeping track of them.
Yeah, so I think that I will try to a new vlog and a new video in the future, more and more clip, more and more video.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know that a lot of fans support us and a lot of fans will think about the new video vlog. So I promise, I will supply video. So I will post a new video on Friday.
You promised to them already. Actually, we just got back from the London, right? We shared
a lot of the video. So we didn't post anything.
Two months already, right?
Yeah.
Since we come back?
No, just 1.5 months.
Yeah, something like that. We didn't post anything. So please wait this Friday.
Yes.
We have to edit this video before Friday.
Wait a damn minute.
Yes. We'll just do that little clip and put it on social.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It comes later.
Yes.
I actually want to know what made you decide to go from Instagram to YouTube?
I think it's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
I think we started social cam and then I think Instagram is quite popular after that.
Yeah.
And when we know that YouTube is quite popular also, so we move to the YouTube channel also because of Instagram at that time didn't allow us to post the long content.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right?
Limited video.
Yeah.
15 seconds.
Yeah,
it was so short.
Yeah, so short. But sometimes I go with New Year to like many cafe or many
mm-hmm.
country.
Yes.
I saw that some place quite interesting more than just in we cannot like plan just in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, YouTube is gonna be the good choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, like him, because if everyone can see us in a video that's long,
like with the longer clip, like expansion, they're like, I was gonna say both of them, like both of them. They like fans will get to see how they are like really actually are like their true selves.
Kind
yeah,
of can put
yeah.
more into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think maybe some fans don't know that I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
Because they know from like the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't do many clip about dentist that much, so maybe they just thought like I'm just the influencer or something.
I knew from last night.
We've got a question coming up about that.
Okay.
I knew when I read the script. Like, he's a dentist.
Yeah. You're surprised.
Well, everyone knows.
Yeah. So please come to my clinic and check your teeth with me.
Hey, we've also got a promo thing coming up.
So we talked a little bit about like planning your content, how you like to make sure you do things that New Year likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your process look like? How do you come up with ideas? Where do you get them from? Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's up to the thing that we quite interest at that time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if we follow the page and with a coffee thing, right?
Yeah.
And then when they come out 10 new coffee this month or the first half of the year, something like that.
Yes.
And I told them, oh, we should
to go
to cafe, because I think maybe some fan want to see.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that I think the idea of the clip is gonna come out, something like that, or maybe from the place that we plan to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like London, I told him that hey, we go to London like maybe 7 years ago,
yeah.
And then that time the YouTube channel not that popular.
Yeah.
So this year, we plan to go back to London again, and they told me that we should choose something and put it into our YouTube channel, something like that.
Yeah.
But
I don't have, like, we don't have the concept or idea that much, because we, the team just, me and New Year, we don't have, like, so we don't have, like, content creator.
Like the person who thinks of like content and stuff. We don't have that kind of team.
Yes, yes.
Just go with the flow.
Yes, go with the flow.
สำหรับผมเองอ่ะก็คือไม่ได้มีไอเดียเลยอยากทำอะไรทำ
Also, he doesn't have any ideas or anything. He just like pops up in his head and he just do nothing.
เพราะว่ารู้สึกว่าพอเราไปทำตามกระแสเราไปทำตามเทรนด์ส่วนตัวเรานะรู้สึกว่ามันเหมือนเราไปก๊อปคอนเทนต
์ของคนอื่นมาใช่ไหม
ใช
่ it's like when we follow the trends like other channel does it well it feels
right.
like he said kind of like it feels like them they're like copying it might look like them copying like other people's content
เพราะว่าเรารู้สึกว่าคนที่ติดตามเราสองคนนะครับเขาไม่ได้อยากจะมาเสพเขาเรียกอะไรไม่ได้อยากจะมาเสพว่าเราจะไปที่ไหนหรืออะไรเขาอยากจะเสพว่าเราสองคนในแต่ละวันทำอะไรมากกว่าสิ่งที่เราจะไป
I feel like he said he feels like his fans also want to know like but tum but like where they're going, maybe like a cafe or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just they're interesting on what they do in like daily lifestyle.
So you have to like manage between what your fans want to see, what you guys want to do, but also what's trending.
It's a fine balance.
Is there any content that you really want to do on the channel that you haven't gotten a chance to do yet?
And then you first and it's time to think.
Yeah. can they answer the same, like, only one answer from both of them? Or
if you
eat it, it's fine.
Plan one, I think New Year's one.
I do want
to plan me all the time.
Mm.
And New Year's for me said that many fans want to see me like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my god, let me think.
The extreme one.
The extreme what?
The extreme sports.
Yeah.
Like extreme sports.
Oh,
yeah.
I asked you, I think we should go to do something like
climbing
the mountain.
Like skydiving.
I think it's gonna be fun and quite challenge your limit. I mean, you know, because I'm the person who quite scary the height.
Yes.
And our extreme used to, right?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe if we try to challenge yourself like that, it's gonna be fun because many fans will see me like flying or I don't know.
Yeah,
I think the extreme one. Me.
Like the real reaction.
Yeah.
Although for me,
you still don't have the idea, right?
Yes. if I want to do, I want to do about a video or like a vlog, but not the same vlog. เป็นวอล์กเกี่ยวกับที่ว่าเราไปใช้ชีวิตอยู่ในเมืองที่ไม่มีโซเชียลมีเดียแบบเหมือนแบบว่าเหมือนตัดโซเชียลมีเดียทิ้งอ่ะแบบไม่มีมือถือใช้ชีวิตโดยแบบว่ามีแค่กล้องกับคนดูเราอะคนดู
เหม
ือนใช้ชีวิตกับว่าไม่มี
โซเชียลดีท็อกซ
์ไม่มีเขาเรียกอะไรเหมือนไม่มีสิ่งแวดล้อมแบบมีแค่หุบเหมือนเราสวิตเซอร์แลนด์ที่เราเคยเห็นดูว่าคือแบบเป็นสวิตเซอร์แลนด์อยู่ในหุบเขามีบ้านหลังนึงเราใช้ชีวิตตรงนั้น
เหมือนแบบมีกล้องอย่างเดียวไม่มี IG ไม่มีอะไรอย่างงี้ใช่มั้ย so he wants to have like a vlog with that. Do you have you seen those like Switzerland documentaries, those like mountain documentaries and just one hut of a house?
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to go live like that without any like social media.
Yeah.
Wow.
รู้สึกว่าอยากลองทําดู
He can't survive.
Like always attached to it.
Yeah, just only one day.
We should have like you guys can ask for sponsors for you guys to go and try to do that.
One day, sponsor.
You spend a lot of money to fly to Switzerland and do the waffle one day.
And then come back.
Okay, just 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Just a weekend.
Yeah.
I think you're quite addicted with his phone.
No,
so I think you too.
No. I think you are more than me.
Is your phone on you right now?
Yeah.
Is it like do you physically have your phones on you right now?
Where is my phone?
Yeah, I don't need to grab it. It was just like if you're addicted, it's always on you.
Yeah. But normally before I sleep, New Year always
scroll.
Yeah, TikTok. Now the trend is gonna be the TikTok one.
Yeah, you gotta get on TikTok.
Yeah.
So jumping into some questions about like acting and stuff. We feel like the two of you have kind of paved the way for some actors to be openly queer while working in BL or the Thai entertainment industry. So how does it feel to work in the industry alongside your partner?
Me first, right?
Yes.
For me, I'm quite excited because of I think I don't have many chance come to us like this, and you have a chance to play with your boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And it is make me feel excited all the time, and we know that we're gonna for like the first boy
now, Top Secret together.
This is the first series that we act together.
Yes.
It's quite exciting, and it challenged me a lot because I didn't study
to acting
the major like that. My major is dentist, right?
Yeah.
And it's quite close the world for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's challenging me a lot. And New Year helped me a lot also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But for me, I love this because we are work together, and I told him that you should challenge and acting together with me. And I told him that you can do it. Don't be worried because I will support him all the time.
Yes.
And I think that we are got the new chance for us, so we should do it. Yeah. So.
But I am happy. I never regret or feel bad that I didn't.
Yeah.
That I do that one is experience.
You know? Yeah. Experience you got to share together.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think everything is happening. It's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we are watching when the boy Red City come out Top Secret together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are watching together, and I told him that, wow, your acting is very great. You can do it. Don't be worried.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Like, you never know what experiences you'll have if you constantly say no. Like, you've got to say yes to new experiences.
Yes.
Because I know that he didn't acting before.
Yeah.
But I told him that you should to learn and you should try. This is the challenging things for him. If you can do it like this, you can play and you can get a new chance in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that, okay, right, if you support me, I will...
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Work together forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that deserves some... That should be like the quote,
yeah.
The name title.
So New Year, obviously you had had a little bit of acting experience before.
Yes.
So was that something you always wanted to do? What drew you to the industry?
Actually, wow, a lot of, wow. Yeah, tell me later.
Let me think about it.
For me, I want to play about the mystery movie. Music, but the mystery things, because I think I want to challenge more than just คู่รักหวานๆไม่ถึงว่าไม่อยากเล่นคู่รักหวานๆแล้วอะไรอย่างเงี้ยครับรู้สึกว่าอยากจะชาเลนจ์บทที่แบบเป็นนักสืบสวนหรือชาเลนจ์อะไรที่มันดูมีแบบมีเรื่องราวมีเส้นเรื่องที่มีความแบบได้แสดงศักยภาพของตัวเองมากขึ้น
So you want to do it because it's more challenging than just love, romantic, kind of challenge itself. It has more kind of a storyline, it has more kind of a detail that you have to pay attention to.
Yes, because I'm studying a major of acting and directing, so I can do it more than just romantic thing, you know?
Yeah,
so I think I want to try about the mystery thing or the horror movie.
Yes.
Horror movie.
Everyone wants to try horror.
We had two to three actors have said like
the horror one.
I can't do horror movies, I get too scary. That's so scary cat.
Yeah. That it will help you, I think. Because of you scary of the thing that when you're acting like that it will come up from
true
major.
He means like when you're acting, like maybe you have to act scared in a scene. Like you might not, like for some people who likes horror movie, they might not act scared naturally. But if you're in that scene, like with a ghost coming out, you might act naturally on your instincts.
Not that you're naturally like a killer.
I'm naturally scary.
So basically, if any casting directors watch this, we know that they need to have you in a horror.
We want to.
We are ready to play.
Both together.
Yes.
One can be the slasher and one can be the,
the victim.
I think we should be like the victim.
Yeah,
but I'm the one who survived.
You're trying to kill me off.
another burner.
Maybe we can do like a content on your channel, maybe a short movie on them.
Carlos, we'll fly back to Thailand. So it seems like acting as a couple would be easier since you guys are a couple in real life. Mm-hmm. But was there anything you found difficult about playing a fictional couple together?
Mm-hmm. For me, is จะพูดพูดเป็นภาษาไทยดีกว่าบอกแบบเดี๋ยวเขาจะผิดบอกว่าจริงๆมันมีเรื่องยากอยู่อันนึงซึ่งบอกว่าแบบมันไม่ได้ขนาดนั้นแต่ว่าบางทีพอเราเล่นกับน้องเนี่ยใช่ปะมันจะติดขำก่อนก็แค่เห็นหน้าเพราะว่าประมาณนั้น
แบบมองหน้าแล้วก็
ใช่เหมือนแบบพอเรารู้สึกว่าอาจจะต้องแบบซีนแต่ว่าอ่ะอึบโกรธอึบนู่นนี่นั่นแต่พอเราเห็นหน้าเขาอะเหมือนเจ้าเนี่ยก็จะชอบแกล้งเราอย่างมันก็จะแบบเล่นไม่ได้สักทีว่ามันมัวแต่ขำเนี่ยครับ
so he says like when you're in a scene like intense like oh you have to be mad you have to be sad you have to be angry but when he sees his face the first thing is when he laughed
because we know each other a lot you know and then when we act if like the romantic thing is quite okay but if the scene that needs something like more serious or more intense or so emotional,
yes,
I need to maybe like separate.
Yes,
and maybe like just sit into the corner, prepare myself. Yes. And then if my mood, everything is ready, I come out and then act. But sometimes it's fair watch after I see it. I need to go back to my corner again.
The director just gives them a timeout.
Yes. Please give me one more chance. And then maybe one.
I promise I can do it.
Yes.
But for me is I got some scene for Klein. Mm. Yeah, the scene is that. But I played together with people and I saw his face and I cannot cry. But the director told me that people die.
Yeah, because the emotion.
Forced me and spoke something to me for make me cry. Mm. And after that, I'm crying.
Yeah.
So the director is watching the action.
So, yeah.
Spare the emotion. How is coming back from that? So you were saying it's hard to kind of have the serious scene to your partner or be angry at your partner.
Yes.
How is coming back from those emotions after the scene ends?
I don't know, maybe I'm not a good actor, and then after the director said cut, hey! I'm not too into the role that they were from. So I didn't have the experience like that, but I see from another actor that we play in the same series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, oh wow, he's so
deep into that.
And I can't imagine how it's gonna be like that, but so maybe he's quite professional. I think he's so deep into that role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and after the director said cut, we need to drag him or pull him out from the role.
Physically?
Yeah.
Like they can't stop crying or something. There's some pros and cons in that, you know?
เพราะว่าเหตุผลว่าเขาอินกับตัวละครใช่เขาอินมากใช่ so deep into the character
Me, for me, have experience about that?
No.
I think same as you.
I told the director that the scene is okay.
Okay.
The another scene. Good.
Yeah.
I want to know how many. Can I ask?
Yeah.
It's like crying scenes. Like how many cuts are there? Like usually, how many takes?
Two. Because when one scene and the camera will be under the cap diet.
Close up.
The one, and then the whole picture.
I think the scene that we shoot like something like so emotional and crying thing, I think we quite did it well, right?
Yes.
Because of my trick is I listening to the song that's quite sad. Something like that. And so even to then think about my mom, my dad, a new year.
Not being here with me,
something like that. It's quite easy for me to like that. And so, so it's not take like many cut. Like
That's why they're professional. Lots of applause.
Thank you.
How different or similar were you from your characters in Top Secret together?
I think it's quite the same.
We can say that same
because of their director said that they write this role
from Broadway.
I think it's quite for me it's quite easy to act because of we didn't no need to pretend to be like others but I want to do something more challenging
So I told you I told you before that I want to play a challenge thing or the horror movie or the mystery movies.
I talk with you that maybe next series we should not be like not start with not knowing each other.
Yes.
It's gonna be better.
Yeah, I think so.
But because of every series we have like two series already.
Yeah.
And every series start with that we have a couple.
It's already established.
Yes.
Maybe they need to make you play like enemies or something.
Yeah.
Killers to love
it.
We can make this movie together.
Next project.
Any sponsors, contact
us. You can contact us.
Heather can produce.
She's
already producing some stuff as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On TikTok. I produced a short BL.
Which one?
I can show you later. It's called Ships in the Night.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Okay.
this is the good question we were talking about previously. Yeah. What inspired you to become a dentist and open up your own clinic?
My inspiration is that from my mom friends.
Yeah.
Because she's a dentist. Mm-hmm. And she always take care of my teeth when I was a kid. And she's so kind. Because of my friends, they told me that, oh, dentist is so scary. I cry a lot, blah, 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 blah. But I love to go to the clinic every time. Even I need to extraction my teeth or remove the teeth. I'm so happy. I want to go to see my mom friends.
Yeah.
And after I finish my treatment, blah, 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 everything I did, I will get the toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the balloon one. I'm so happy. Yeah. I feel like I'm the winner.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. So after I started in high school, and my teacher asked me what you want to be when you're growing up. I said that maybe the dentist one or the doctor one. I'm not sure. But I know that if I be the dentist, I must be that person who kind to my patient. So that's why this is the inspiration, my mom friends. And I didn't see her like maybe 20 years ago. I didn't. Because of... she lived in the south part of Thailand, so I didn't have chance to go back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She is the one who is the inspiration me.
So does she know that?
That's cool. Because of I saw it more.
When
we applied to university here, he got into doing the medical doctor, and then he got the dentist as well. He became the dentist instead.
Oh. Yeah, and my mom told her friend that because of you. Because my mom said that he want me to be a doctor, I choose the dentist.
Because he told me that he want to study in the number one university in Thailand, of Thailand. So he chose Chulalongkorn University.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smart pants.
Yeah. Now I know.
Not that much.
Exactly. We know exactly.
I don't know what fun is.
Yes, please come. But I didn't do extraction anymore. But we have like specialists to remove the teeth. So yeah, got Pia Lung Tom Fan Noi Lung. ก็แบบเป็นแบบบริหารมากขึ้นอะไรอย่างเง
ี้
ยคร
ับ เขาเป็นเจ้าของคลินิกสี่สาขา
ว้าว so he owns 4 clinics like 4 different clinics so he's not on the field anymore he's on like managing
that's such a really cool accomplishment to own 4 businesses
thank you so much
now I can pick which 4 I go
please come
how about promoting
Nii, you've been studying in London throughout this year, right? What has that experience been like?
I didn't study in London, but I planned to study because I went there maybe 1.5 months to live there with my best friend, and I want to try to study in the future about the course about the business marketing in the future. So I plan to come back to London to study next year.
So it was just like a...
Yes, so I want to know that if I went to London, so I can... สามารถอยู่ได้ไหมที่เราไปอยู่มา
like when อันนี้คือหมายถึงว่าแบบไปลอง
อยู่ไปลองดูไปลองอยู
่ just when he went to London recently it's just to try out if he likes it if they can he can be on
ถ้าเกิดรู้สึกว่าอยู่แล้วแฮปปี้กับมันอ่ะเราก็มีแพลนว่าเราอยากจะไปเรียน business marketing เพื่อมาต่อยอด business ของเรา
so if he like the trial round that he just went to like kind of he thinks if he likes itHe'll go and study business marketing and then come back to Thailand to improve his business.
Yeah. Yes, something like that.
That's a really good idea.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that's a smart thing to study, business marketing, especially if you want to have business.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have any difficulty adjusting to the climate in London?
Wow. ส่วนตัวรู้สึกว่าสิ่งที่ Yeah, so for me, it's rain. Difficult. Yeah, the rain.
Rain, right?
In London, raining every day.
Yeah. It's cold too.
Yeah. Cold. I think maybe 4 seasons per day.
Yeah.
Raining and then hot,
yeah,
and then windy and then cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day.
Can the host, any of you relate to that?
Yeah. Yeah, in Australia sometimes you never know, like, what you're getting could be double.
Yeah.
Yeah. That explains exactly where I live.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Rain, wind, cold.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Always, I think it's colder. Right?
Yeah.
I live on the south of Norway, so it's we rarely get snow.
Oh.
Just rain.
That's rain.
rain. Just cold rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then for me, I think that I love London more than Thai.
Whoa.
Because
because
I love about the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Thailand, the transportation is very traffic jam.
Yeah.
But in London, I think that the transportation is easy more than Thai.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are always when to buy underground a lot, to buy tube and bus. Yeah, for transportation. แล้วก็รู้สึกว่าคนที่อังกฤษอ่ะผมรู้สึกว่า in front of me about the people and society in London I think they are very nice more than Thai just only my opinion
yeah, just
only my opinion because รู้สึกว่าที่อังกฤษนะครับ sincere นะจริงใจมากกว่า
Like in England they're more sincere they're more like straightforward do you like kind of
because I have British friends, a lot of British friends, and he's and she's always take care of me.
Yeah.
แล้วก็เวลามีอะไรเขาก็จะช่วยเหลือซึ่งกันและกันซึ่งมันน่ารักต่างจากคนไทยที่อยู่ที่โน่นจะเจอคนไทยด้วยกันเขาจะไม่คุยเขาจะรู้สึกว่า
so it's มันไม่ใช่ community เหมือนกันใช่ไห
มมันเหมือนเขาไม่เหลือเราไม่รู้ทำไม
so it's for him he has a lot of British friends like a lot of them they always help like a helping hand if he has a problem
they always support
but yeah like Thai people there it's not like a community kind of
yeah I don't know why because มีอยู่ครั้งหนึ่ง someday we went to the Thai restaurant in London but I met Thai peopleเขาเป็นพนักงานอยู่ที่นู่นครับแล้วเราก็สั่งอาหารว่าเขาเป็นคนเนื้อเขาเป็นคนไทยแล้วคุยกับเขาเขาเป็นคนไทยแหละแต่พอเขาตอบกับเราเขาตอบแบบไม่ค่อยน่ารักอะไรอย่างเงี้ยเราก็รู้สึกว่าพอเจอคนไทยแล้วเจอคนไทยที่ไทยแล้วอ่ะแล้วเจอคนที่นู่นอ่ะเขาไม่ค่อยน่ารักเลยแต่พอเราเจอคนต่างชาติแล้วว่าเขาค่อนข้างที่จะหนักกับเรามากๆเรารู้สึกว่ามันทำให้เรารู้สึกแฮปปี้กับมันแล้วก็อยากจะไปอยู่ที่นั่น
so มันเป็นร้านอาหารไทยใช่ไหม so he went to a Thai restaurant usually these Thai restaurants they hire only Thai people so he was talking to the waiter and then her response wasn't really like nice and all like it was kind of rude to be honest but when they meet like foreigners like English people that kind of things they're always nice they're always welcome
maybeIt's gonna be her bad day on that day.
Yeah.
Maybe she's so tired on that day.
Yeah.
We've
all been there.
Yeah. I think so. But what? How people? Because on that time, people come to meet me in London, and he stayed with me maybe 2 weeks, and he told me that he loved London too, like me, and he.อยากบอกจะไปซื้อบ้านที่นู่นนะอยู่บอก
he told me that just to buy a house there
yeah he told me that
I think a house is too much maybe just one room
maybe you can expand your like density
I don't want to do anymore
force it off
stay there But it's chill, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Because when we go to London this time, we knew we just like a traveler that much. We try to be we try to be a Londoner, you know. We just
we went to the club.
We went to the club and we picnic at the park.
Yes,
we don't have chance to do in Thailand because of the weather or so.
It's hot.
Right? But at that time, we just oh my god, it's so chill. You wake up.And go to the cafe, sip the coffee, do your work, blah blah blah, whatever, and then
walk
meet the friend, walk to the park, I don't know, it's quite chill.
Cheers.
Yes.
And it's really relaxing.
Yes.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we didn't plan that, okay, today we will go to the Tower Bridge and then next to the Big Ben and then
to
the
Waterloo.
Yeah, we didn't plan something like that.
Yes.
We just live and spend the life there.
That's really,
I feel like that's the way we would try and experience it.
Yeah.
If you travel, just kind of go and.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Not very different from our experience in Thailand, but if you want to go like on vacation, just kind of go in.
But for me, because I love travel,
yeah,
so I want to try to go to United States.
You come to
Australia and
Norway.
Yeah. If you come to any of our countries, we'll show you around.
Because this year on October, we plan that we will go to New York.
Yeah, we plan.
Yes.
Not too far from me, so. Book your trip, guys.
Yeah. That's actually really funny with like the planning stuff, because that's not how I travel.
Yeah.
I plan
everything.
I plan exactly where we're going, what time we're getting up, what transport we're getting on, where we're going, where we're going to eat. Like, it's planned.
But I think because of London is not our first time already.
Okay.
So that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, yeah.
But if like I never go to Australia before.
Mm.
So maybe I need
you
to plan something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanna go there.
Please
do. I went there when I'm young.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney.
I'm from just south of Sydney.
Oh,
really? Yeah, I'm only an hour away from Sydney.
You should revisit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Take me.
Okay. I want to meet
Koala.
Is
neck.
Like a just koala.
Just koala.
What about kangaroos?
Kangaroos.
Talking about travel, you recently went to Korea, and we loved watching all through your vlogs of the trip. What was your favorite thing that you did in Korea?
Oh my god, I love our thing because
coffee hopping.
Yeah, coffee hopping and fashion and about the cosmetic, because we are half many friends in Korea too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we are away when there many years. Yeah, because we are top Hangul, you know. We are right.
You love
my favorite food is Korean.
Korean food. They enjoy
it. Good HK. Jinda. Yeah. Barbecue. Yeah, I live like
can
it.
We,
yeah,
can we friends. Have a sentence in Korean?
Yeah! Can you say a sentence in
sentence
Korean?
Sentence in Korean.
안녕. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
버즈입니다. 저는 버즈입니다.
안녕하세요. 셰린 네입니다. 반갑습니다.
반갑습니다.
Yeah, Korean friends.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a period of my life where I was learning Korean, but
yeah.
That stopped probably around the time the pandemic started. I stopped studying.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I got as far as I can read it. I can't translate it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For me, I think coffee hopping,
yes,
and fashion. That's sure. Why always bring us to fly to Korea.
Yes.
To update that thing.
Update the fashion.
Yes.
Get the new
cultural
stuff.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Yeah.
We actually have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to say you're both K-pop fans,
yes.
Like all of us.
Yeah.
Massive K-pop fans. So we're wondering if you had the chance to see a K-pop concert while in Korea.
Oh.
Hi.
Astro.
Astro.
Oh.
Astro.
Yeah.
I saw them before a long time ago.
Yeah. I maybe 5 years ago. My friend dragged me to be his friend. So I was like, okay, why not?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm happy. That because of the experience is quite different,
different
in Thailand. Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of I think the vibe and the people that is quite crazy. I mean,
yes.
They scream a lot and they can sing along and blah blah blah. And I don't know. I think it's a good experience for me. They have like, what is it? What is it? What is it? มีเป็นเหมือน
เป็นเฟสติวัล
เหรอเออเป็นฟิลนั่นเหมือนเขาจะมีจัดอะไรบูธต่างๆค่อนข้างเยอะ
บูธเป็นบูธขายของ
แล้วก็มีแบบ
เหมือนบูธ
แฟนคลับที่ไปตอน
like fan made merchandise those kind of
yeah
have you seen those like stalls that they sell merchandise like
yeah
those kind of
yeah
แบบบูธเขาจะเยอะมากหลากหลายดี
there's a lot of booths like in
the line did you get anything from them
Actually, I didn't get anything, but I just saw wow, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for me, I never went to the concert
in Korea before,
just only Thailand. Because I just come back from on Sunday because we went to
I would
concert.
That's the reason why you
yeah,
to
yeah,
recently.
That. Yeah, yes. But
on Young, so
but another 2 weeks we will go to
Espa.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not saying. I'm not telling my biases.
Oh, really? Like, top 20, top K-pop, but from now, I like many groups in K-pop.
Multi.
Yeah.
Multi. Yeah, multi.
Yeah. Like our Zero Best One.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have the album coming to me soon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
the comeback already.
Debut already.
Yeah.
And, Boy Next Door, you know?
Yeah. I love Boy Next Door. The newbie one.
Yeah, new team.
New
team. Yeah,
Gene.
Les Lafim.
Yes, yeah.
Aspar. The Item.
I think
you
like everyone.
love.
But, the most for me, but for me, from, I like the song from Kiss of Life. Do you know the new girl group? Kiss
oh,
of
I,
Life.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Natty. I think the song is very nice.
Natty.
Yeah, Natty. She's from Thailand.
Nice. If you could, what would be your next, besides Aespa, obviously, what would be your next like K-pop concert that you want to go to?
Yeah.
Taeyeon.
Taeyeon. Do you know Sonyeo Shide?
Yeah.
Girl Generation.
Of course.
I start to interest in the K-pop from Girls' Generation.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're so one.
But next year we will go to Singapore for marching tears with
each
Because he bought a ticket VIP one already.
I tried my best.
Oh my god.
My money.
I have 8 of them in my hand right now. Yeah. But I don't have a plane ticket yet. That's oh,
yeah. Whereas I couldn't get any of the 6 shows that she was doing in Australia. Yes. Like, I couldn't get any tickets to any of them. None. Like, at all. 6 shows. So she had 4, and then they sold out, and she dropped 2 more.
Because they're
so popular. So popular.
We are Smithy.
That day that we booked the ticket,
yes,
I do my patient, right? And I'm on the queue.
Yeah.
My friend, New York queue is like 70,000.
Mm.
But yes. My friend, she's like 13,000.
Wow.
13,000. And
yeah.
After we got the queue, I said to my patient, sorry, please wait for me. I need to book tickets. And then I said,
told your patient.
Because my friend, she's a dentist also,
yeah.
Right? And she worked next room to my next to me.
Yeah.
And then she said, boy, it's time. Because it's already in the queue, right?
Yeah.
And it's time to book and
yeah.
Take whatever you want.
Yeah.
And we both of us say that, sorry to my patient. Sorry, I need to book Taylor Swift ticket. And then we just, okay, and then when everything done, and we got it, my friend. Yes, the credit card sending the message to my friend. Yeah, the payment. Approved. Yes.
Yeah.
Back to
yes,
work.
And then back to work.
Yeah.
My patient and back.
We can't wait for the vlog, right?
Yeah.
We will. I think we will.
I will make it.
We have to.
Yeah.
I think they allow us to shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they allow us to shoot, right?
Yes.
Sneak some. I've seen wedding proposals.
Yeah, that's how.
That counts.
So you visited a couple of K-pop themed places in South Korea, like NCT Dream's favorite barbecue place.
Yes.
Was there anywhere you didn't get to visit that you want to go back and see?
Yeah, barbecue, NCT Dream.
Yeah, me by name.
Like Gaoli La.
Oh,
yeah,
like
in Korea?
Yeah. Just anywhere.
Okay, so we all didn't go to Busan and Jeju, so we should go there. Yeah, because a lot of friends in Korean friends told me that we should go there because it's hard to see, right? Mm. Yeah, the sea
is beautiful and the nice weather and the
coffee
there is good also.
Yeah.
Yes, but I never been there before, but I should go if we are half a chance.
But what? Lan Mu Yang Dim.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
I want to.
We need to go back ourselves.
Yeah, because I like
you should. Have you?
I've been to Korea.
That
to
one,
the barbecue.
No, I haven't been to that one. I want to. Yeah.
Because very,
delicious.
Very delicious.
Jinja
mashista.
Jinja mashista.
No, I think the next time I go back, because I only went to Seoul. We were there for. I only had 2 weeks off, so I did a week in South Korea in Seoul and a week in Japan.
Yeah.
And like, I met up with a couple, like one of our people in our Discord server, and she lives in Busan. She kept saying like, "You should have come.
Yes,
you should go to Busan.
Yes,
like, it's amazing."
Yes.
Because
I have many restaurants to recommend for you guys because I went a lot about the barbecue or budae-jjigae. Do you know budae-jjigae?
Yeah.
It's like a
the military
yes.
They put everything
in. Yeah. Villa de spicy.
Villa de spicy.
Yeah, villa de spicy. Yeah, it's very delicious.
Yeah, I'll have to get those recommendations.
Yes.
On the topic of K-pop.
Yeah.
If you could only listen to one K-pop group for the rest of your life, who would it be and why?
Wow.
Such a hard question.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll give you some time to think about it.
You first.
Yeah, you got no kidding.
Oh God.
Girls' Generation.
That's it.
Yes, Girls' Generation.
For you, right?
Mm.
For me, you know, because I multi K-pop. So, I will shoot one from now.
Does it mean you
could give me like one boy group and one girl?
Oh, yeah. One boy.
Okay, start video your first and then come
okay,
back
okay.
to me again.
One boy group
have
for me.
I have something.
For me, boy next door.
Ah.
And for girl, Oh my god.
It's hard.
It's hard because I like Ive, I like Eugene, I like Lesson of Female Idea, I know I cannot choose, but if I want to shoot just only one, I will shoot Les Lafim.
Really?
Yes. Because wow. I like the concert.
I'm so surprised.
Because
of New Year.
New Year Love Mini group.
Yes.
But I thought that he gonna shoot like maybe Twice or
oh, like this discography.
Yeah,
but for me, Twice is legendary.
Yeah.
But from now, from train now,
currently.
Yeah. Les Lafim, because I like the vibe of the group. Mm. Because I watching, do you know, Ice One before. Because,
48.
Yeah, Body 48.
Yeah.
I follow her from Ice One and then continue to Les Lafim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me,
the boy group
is gonna be same with you. Yeah, the boy next door.
Yeah.
I didn't a big fan of the boy group that much, and I start follow from the Astro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then now the boy next door.
Mm-hmm.
But for the girl group, for me, is a girl generation forever.
but okay.
What were you gonna I choose girls generation because of, like I told you, they are the first group that bring me to the K-pop culture.
Yes.
And till nowadays I still listen to that song.
Yeah.
Maybe last Sunday or last Saturday.
So
we just played the girls generation playlist.
Yeah.
So that's why I choose girl generation.
But I have just only one Kumi Nga main.
Really?
Beyond this.
Beyond bias.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
bias.
Like alt.
Yeah, just only one.
Yeah.
Nong Teng.
Oh.
Yeah, just only
Big NCT fan.
Only
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
After the camera just cuts, everyone just has their own conversation.
Yeah. Do you have any choreo that you like? Your favorite choreo?
What
me?
Yeah, Bada.
From your favorite.
For the person one. The person for the girls, I choose Yuna.
Yeah.
Because of Yuna from Girls' Generation.
Yeah.
Yes, because of I like to you Girls' Generation, and then I choose my bias.
Yeah.
And I choose Yuna.
He watched
Kingdom Land.
Kingdom Land drama, yes, yesterday.
I haven't
last
watched
episode,
it
like,
oh my god,
yeah.
Oh my god.
I haven't been able to watch it since we've been in Thailand, but
yeah.
I was watching it like the night before we flew, I was watching the episode.
Tom Hoa, do you have like a go-to dance move from K-pop?
Like choreography?
Show her some noise.
Like you're saying,
best dancer.
Well, it's okay.
Unforgiven, unvillain.
Unforgiven.
New Year, when he like, putting the cream, you always dance.
You always.
It's not that secret anymore.
Any song, just show them.
Cause I know what you like for.
Yeah.
Cause my
eye. Yeah. That was good, Dina.
Yeah.
I like the song for me. What is Love from Twice?
Might be the punishment from the game.
Oh, that's true.
Really?
We've got a game coming up. We've got like one or two more questions, and then we're going to move into a game.
Oh,
and then
I can
a penalty.
You can. Don't be shy.
Hey, we can't dance either, but.
We
had
a dance yesterday.
Yeah, we were forced to dance. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We are ready to start a game.
Yeah. We've got one or two more questions.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
The game.
Okay, sure.
So, what are your thoughts about the Thai BL industry and how it has changed over the years, especially as members of the LGBTQ community?
I think days grow a lot. I mean, this boy love things. Flashback to like 10 years or 10
years
ago. Boy love is not
popular.
Sometimes it's still like,
So
you said kind of like 10 years back, like BL seems like an impossible thing to see. Like it wasn't in the picture of some of the Thai industry. Like it wasn't in the picture.
Yeah.
You know? It wasn't even an option.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
แบบเหมือนการที่เป็นอะไรที่เราเหมือนแบบว่า เราจะไม่ได้แบบโอกาสที่จะแบบ
เป็นที่ยอมรับ
เป็นที่ยอมรับหรืออะไรเลยอะไรอย่างเงี้ยครับแต่ว่าแบบพอกลับมาทุกวันนี้แบบทุกอย่างมันดีขึ้นแบบมากๆแล้วก็เป็นเรื่องแบบสําหรับผมรู้สึกว่ามันเป็นเรื่องที่ดีเป็นสิ่งที่ดีอ่ะที่แบบทุกวันนี้แบบบอยเลิฟหรือกลุ่มแบบอย่าง LGBTQ อะไรต่างๆได้รับโอกาสหรืออะไรพวกนี้มากขึ้น
like in the present people get has a lot more opportunities like LGBTQ having a lot more opportunities than before like even you know when they said like 10 years back you know, yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah
but for me play back 10 years ago when we are come out we are gay and we are couple we are got many comment on social media for bullying us a lot and like we are fake couple we are not real we are gay something like that and then we are very sad so much because when I'm young just 17 years old but for him just 25
my god so, look old
yeah but so I think that from now about the boy love series I think is every people accept that already แล้วก็รู้สึกว่า I feeling that รู้สึกว่าเราดีใจที่เราสองคนเนี่ยเป็นส่วนหนึ่งที่ให้คนได้เห็นว่าการที่เราเป็นคู่เกย์ทำให้ทุกคนได้เห็นว่าการเราเป็นอย่างเนี้ยเราก็เป็นคนที่ดีแล้วก็เป็นแบบอย่างที่ดี
ให้กับไม่ได้มีเรื่องอะไรน่าเสียหาย
แล้วก็เป็นแบบให้ดีกับคนที่เป็นเกย์ LGBT
so they're likeThey're all been proud about. They're like proud to be like openly gay. There isn't like a boundary for that anymore. They have the same opportunity as other people. They're happy to be a part of that community with the LGBTQ in Thailand as well.
Yeah. So พวกเราผ่านอะไรมาเยอะมากครับนับจุดเมื่อ10ปีที่แล้วคือโดนโจมตีเยอะมากๆแต่เรารู้สึกว่าทุกวันนี้เรา proof ให้ทุกคนได้เห็นแล้วว่าการที่เป็นอย่างเงี้ยมันก็เป็นคนที่ดีของสังคมได้แล้วครอบครัว about my family except us yeah and เหนือสิ่งอื่นใดสิ่งที่เรารู้สึกภูมิใจพูดเลยนะคือไม่ใช่แค่คนไทยที่ support เราแล้วก็ชื่นชอบหรือแบบเห็นด้วยกับเราคือคนทั่วโลก support เราเรา support การเป็น LGBTQ อะอย่างเงี้ยรู้สึกดีใจมาก
Like being themselves, like people can support them not just in Thailand, like other people from different countries are supporting them as well. So different communities from different countries can like be supporting them, like accepting who they are in reality. And they're very proud of that as well.
Yeah.
You can see that, you can see that these days many boy love city come on a lot.
Yes.
And they quite get their... much more popular and get more attention so you can feel like that เหมือนกับว่าเดี๋ยวนี้แบบอุตสาหกรรมด้านแบบเรื่องของวงการบันเทิงอะไรต่างๆมันมีเรื่องของ Boy Love Series เข้ามาเยอะมากแล้วเราก็ได้รับความนิยมค่อนข้างเยอะถ้าเราสังเกตการกลุ่มแฟนคลับต่างๆก็เหมือนแบบเหมือนมันมี choice ให้กับคนได้ติดตามกันเยอะมากขึ้นซึ่งรู้สึกว่ามันเป็นเรื่องที่ดีมากๆที่แบบตอนนี้มันกลายเป็นว่ามันไม่มีเรื่องของเพศอะไรแล้ว
No gender.
So the industry in Thailand starts to open up with more boy love series going into, you know, there's no more boundaries upon these kind of like, which any a gender could not define a series in the industry, in industrial, like this kind of thing anymore.
Yeah. I was going to say, especially with technology expanding as well, you can just see how much more diverse other places in the world are, which also...I think it influences the industry and the people that are tuning in, which makes a difference as well.
Is there anything that you wish the industry did more of, or that you saw more of in shows?
That's a bit long, but yeah,
he will go on.
Think of a lucky guy, right?
The long one can do it. Like you can have only one or like
one story.
You can
answer however you want.
If
God, I think, จริงๆ ก็ อยาก ให้ แบบ เหมือน แบบ ว่าได้แบบเหมือน
ไอวิโฮเฟย
์แล้วเหมือนกันได้แบบว่าเหมือนแค่แต่งงานได้อย่างแบบถูกต้องนะกฎหมายอะไรเงี้ยครับเรื่องพวกเนี้ยครับเหมือนแบบว่าอยากที่จะแบบเหมือนได้รับการยอมรับตรงนี้มากขึ้นอะไรเงี้ยครับที่จะหวังว่าแบบการที่แบบบอยเลิฟตรงนี้หรือว่า LGBT ตรงนี้ได้รับการแบบเรียกว่าอะไร
เป็นที่
ยอมรับมากขึ้นก็อาจจะส่งผลในเรื่องของการใช้ชีวิตกันในอนาคตอย่างเงี้ยครับของผู้บอยเลิฟหรือว่า LGBT พวกเนี้ยครับ
like the industry could reflect on, like, you know, what we talked about earlier, legal marriage, that kind of thing. Like, it might affect something in the future along the way. Is that kind of thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So next one, poem lah ha. For me, I think like keyboard, but จะเพิ่มเติมนิดนึงนะครับก็คือถ้าเกิดเรารู้สึกว่านะตอนนี้คืออยากให้ทุกคนอ่ะส่วนหนึ่งเลยอ่ะอยากให้คนที่เสพสื่อซีรีส์วายนะตอนนี้คือในเมื่อตอนนี้มีซีรีส์วายทุกคนได้เสพสื่อแล้วอ่ะอยากให้ทุกคนเสพสื่ออย่างมีสติเพราะว่าบางคนนะครับเขาถ้าเสพสื่อไปแล้วเขาก็จะไปโพสต์ลงในทวิตเตอร์หรืออะไรที่มันเกินความเป็นจริงแล้วมันส่งผลต่อการใช้ชีวิตเราก็เลยรู้สึกว่าอยากให้ทุกคนเสพสื่ออย่างแบบมีเขาอะไรมีสติปะเสพสื่ออย่างแบบมีสติแล้วก็อย่างรอบคอบใช่ครับผมเรื่องการเสพสื
่อ so they said kind of like just to add on with both but just what he just said so to look at social media with some like reflective thing thinking because like you know you might see something on social media and you think it already but you haven't analyzed it through enough
yes
So, seeing as you guys have been together for quite a while now, it's been 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Congrats.
This September is going to be 11 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. We thought it would be fun to play our favorite game, which is the chemistry test.
Martin or blah, blah, blah.
Kind of similar, yeah. So we're going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
And you need to write your answers on the whiteboards we've given you.
Okay.
When I count down from three, you turn your whiteboards around and say your answer at the same time.
Okay.
If you have the same answer, you get a point.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Different answers get no points.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, we did mention that there will be a penalty, so if you get four or more points, you win.
Okay.
Four or more points.
Four or more, you win.
Four and more.
If you get less than four, we win.
Oh, okay, sure.
So the winner gets eternal bragging rights, but they can also ask the other pair to do something for the fans, whether that's act cute, send hearts, sing a song, dance,
that
type of thing.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will say we tried to make them difficult since we know you guys have been
here
for a long time.
But we also
thought I forgot.
Why? Why not?
That's what happens when you're. I've been with my husband for 16 years, and if I played this game, I don't think we'd win.
Yeah,
like it's really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
We can win.
Yeah. Ready? All right. You ready for... Also, do not show each other your...
Okay.
Okay. All right, ready for the first question?
Okay, ready.
What did New Year wear on your first date?
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. They were ready for that one. Is this just going to be tomorrow all over again and we just...
Yesterday. I'm ready. Yeah.
Oh, yesterday. Sorry. All right. Three, two one, go.
Then...
Yeah!
All right, 1 point. Wow, my God. We can't do it. I told you before.
Did you just go straight from school to the date?
Yeah. I went to school before, and then after that, I met.
He came with the big
flower?
Flower. I mean,
cute.
Yes.
Like a bouquet of flowers.
Yes. Flower. And I quite shocked and shy. But that is the first time that I got the flower from a boy.
Yeah.
Yes, at the airport.
We are the first one.
Oh, at the airport.
Yeah.
You were ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh my God.
And he told me that the first word that, wow, you look so white. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready to
next question.
Yeah, next question.
What is the one thing New Year does that bothers both?
Excuse me?
So what's the one thing that New Year does that annoys you?
I can write down?
We don't want to cause fight.
No idea.
I can write down? I don't know if I can use the right one or not, but it's like...
Yeah. Spelling.
No idea.
I'm so interested.
Why you don't know yourself?
Because I a lot of things.
did a lot of things that annoying me, right?
Yeah.
No cheating.
Oh my gosh. King on Masaki Kurai.
Oh, really?
Sing on.
I mean,
oh, but you just said the answer.
Really?
King on like an.
Oh, wow.
Well, that might be.
Alright. 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, everybody know right now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I think the same. Okay.
It's like when you're kind of angry at each other, you don't want to talk to each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the silent treatment type of thing.
Yeah. But you people should love.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
she
asked, what did you make me annoyed?
Don't worry, this is a real life for me.
So you agree with that one, right? Did that
yeah, story? Because oh, because I got a lot of thing for me. Just what? And yeah.
What's the one thing that annoys you?
Yeah,
I think
this. Okay. You.
When he did something like that, he always said that because I'm handsome and maybe say that handsome or beautiful. I'm a handsome boy, beautiful girl. Always fight with the best meal.
Yeah. This is Thai traditional.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's one. Still just one. Still
yeah.
Just one.
New year. Focus. Don't be shy. Focus.
Like answer wise, you can like write in Thai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Write in Thai.
Okay.
All right. Who is New Year's celebrity crush?
Thai or Korean?
Number one celebrity crush.
He just told you.
Oh no! Yep.
You guys need to find the questions better.
We did. We didn't know we were gonna get this answer before. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. He's very nice. All
right.
I love him.
Yeah. He's so handsome.
Very handsome.
And he's from Thailand.
He made me want to buy a lot of things from YSL.
Yeah.
The marketing,
yeah.
The marketing,
the marketing did a great job.
Yeah. All right. What is both's go-to midnight or late-night snack?
What do you mean?
So
what do you do at midnight, right?
So what do you like to eat?
Eat?
Yeah, so like your late-night snack. Something that if you woke up.
Wait,
night
snack.
You
know,
like, go-to snack, but I never
make it so
long.
How long?
เป็นอันที่บอชอบกินมาก
so I need to think so is me that if I need to eat right
no we to, yeah. we are
no me
just
both of us
yes
oh really it's just me
just you
oh just both
yes
so if you woke up in the middle of the night and you were starving what snack
if I need to eat
okay no I don't share ชอบกินมาก
อืออ
ือเป็นสิ่งเดียวที่ทุกคนจะรู้ชอบกินมาก
ไม่ได้
นางชอบก
ิน
เธอชอบกินอันนี้ไงจะไม่ได้หร
อ This more than this
yeah I will tell you
yeah
มีอยู่วันนึงพี่โบ๊ทอะไปซูเปอร์มาร์เก็ตเราให้นุยเยนอะซื้อ Doritos ถุงใหญ่มากแล้วให้เขามากินแล้วทุกครั้งที่เขาไปเซเว่นอะไรเว้นอะจะซ้อมให้เยนซื้ออันนี้เพราะเขาชอบกินมาก
Oh my god
My game trip that New Year has to go, and then they have to buy a big bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
Every single time we go to 7-Eleven, it's like
always gonna get Doritos. Okay.
But I think I didn't eat it that much if I want to, but I didn't eat it. Always more of you eat.
No.
But the time is stopping, you have always this.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Maybe we just get only twice?
No.
How many?
So two out of
4 and you've got 2 more questions left.
Two more questions.
You have to get them.
Okay.
What was the last show both binge watched?
Last show.
You mean
that last you binge watched?
Okay, last show, no?
Show is mean that concert or
series?
If you write the wrong thing, because
no.
I did it last night.
I'm ready.
Okay. One, two, three.
What?
But I cannot stand this puta.
Crazy. Last night we watched this one together.
And King the Land too.
No. But the latest one. The latest one. Oh my god. Last night.
Oh yeah. I forgot it.
His voice got so quiet.
You know I got quiet.
So this is the game that we call fights.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm very competitive too. You're very competitive.
God.
Yeah.
One more question. Yes. No worry.
We need to dance.
We'll do the last. Yeah, we'll do the last question. Even though you've lost.
Okay.
If both could be an animal, what animal would you be? Three, two, one. Yeah. Redeemed. You've redeemed yourself.
Can you just be tree and then be
kind of bargain?
Yeah.
Or just more one question?
two more questions.
We can give you another question.
Wow.
Give me another question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your anniversary, do you remember?
Yeah. That's way too easy. We could do a different question.
Yeah, different question.
You
have too easy.
Yeah, okay.
What
do
you guys think?
I'm trying to think.
That's going
to
get hard.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it hard.
Okay.
Long-term relationships.
What would be a hard question?
Favorite. Yeah, I was about to say if New Year took you on a date tonight, where would he take you?
Tonight?
I think we cannot.
Maybe.
We cannot.
Just try.
Use your telepathy.
We cannot
win. Use your telepathy. Send it
through. Real.
Cannot win, baby.
Oh my god. Tonight. For a date.
Where would you take him?
Tolu. Kawa Tolu. Me tea deal. ที่บอกไปมีที่เดียวเท่านั้น
No cheating
You know
You know before
I told you before I told you before yesterday
I
told you before that I will take you there
Really?
I think that was cheating.
That's cheating, actually.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
that's cheating. But that one you just told me. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we
counting that one? Or was that cheating? We're not counting that. That's cheating there.
Yeah.
So you guys lost, which means that we get to choose a penalty for you guys to do.
Okay.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Thank you. All right. So, what penalty are we thinking? Dance? Are we thinking piggyback? What are we feeling?
Dance.
Doing dance. Yeah. Some K-pop choreo. Some K-pop dances.
Because we are.
I think K-pop dance.
K-pop dance.
Yeah.
Any dance.
Any dance.
Any.
Even if it's just choreo that you're sitting down and you do the hand stuff.
It must be K-pop dance or the Thai dance.
Or it could be a Thai dance.
Thai dance.
Actually, we have
the song. Yeah, the
okay.
song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the dancing one. So we can sing and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The song, the name is, the song is Too Cute.
Yeah. In Thailand, it's called Fan Craig, and it's gonna be Who is this boyfriend?
Mm. Ah.
But the song is something about like when you see someone and then, oh my god, he's so cute.
Cute, yeah.
He's a boyfriend or not? He's boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. Please. Please do.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do.
Are you ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Fan kai gen wa.
Why?
Take two.
Take two.
Okay.
Get into character.
Okay. One, two, three. แฟนใครกันวะมองดูคนรักอยากจะเข้าไปกอดชิมมาแฟนใครกันวะขอจองได้ไหมครับชอบเธอคนนี้เข้าใจคนนี้ก็จะเอาคนนี้ไม่ใครแทนที่ก็จะเอาคนนี้แฟนใครกันนะน่ารักจังไอ้นี่ที่แท Oh my god, I forgot it already. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my goodness, I think that was one of our best penalties. That was really fun.
Wow, I'm happy to hear that.
Thank
Me too.
Before we say goodbye to you today, what is one video from your YouTube channel that you would recommend for new viewers?
Okay, yeah, for me... About plank video.
I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, because
it's gonna be the plank one.
Because I think that the plank is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh no. Not plank video.
Oh really?
But I think it's not kind of prank, but it's Ni Fan BTO.
Ah, the latest one that you go to clubbing in London, right?
Yeah, something like that. Because I want everyone to know me more and more. And I want everyone to see reaction, to watching reaction from both. Yeah, because when he know that I will went to the club and something like that, he always a little bit angry and turn off the phone.
Yeah,
something like that. So I hope you enjoy that video. But I have many videos so you can watching and you can, just see it.
If you guys finish them all, let me know.
Yeah.
All of them.
How about you?
The plan one, for me, the plan is going to be quite fun because of it's a real thing.
Yeah, the real thing.
Yeah.
The
real reaction.
Yes.
You can watching about the reaction from me and from keyboard. Yeah, it's very funny. When I'm playing back and watching again, I saw him a little bit angry and something like that. And after two videos that, he always, why are you playing me like this?
Yes.
He never expects it.
Something like that. So I hope you enjoy.
Amazing. So we've been asking all of our guests to suggest an emoji or a code word that the listeners can leave in the comments of this interview. What emoji or code word do you think they should leave?
Emoji, right?
Yeah. For this video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know what they
want. Okay. For me, a body emoji is kiss, right? And for me, is
with the heart.
The eye with the heart.
Yeah.
Heart.
The heart, eye is the king.
Because I think that today we are really happy so much to meet you guys. And to talk with all my fans in camera.
Love crushing to your eyes.
This is love at first sight.
Oh, wow.
That's cute.
Same.
Let
him win.
That's how you keep
the
relationship.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you, you guys, also.
you and watching you sing and dance.
Yeah.
Really lovely. Yeah. So to say goodbye, we just want to wave at all of our love casters down at the camera.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Sweet.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. I love you.
Hey, love casters. Welcome to Lovecast, the BL podcast in Thailand. We're your hosts, Alexa and Kayla.
Today is your first year.
Can we cut that in?
Yeah.
Can we put that in?
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.